1874. The ship was at sea, heading southwest through the Caribbean. There was only one law on the high seas, only one authority, the captain. It was his responsibility to maintain order and discipline. Punishments for offenses were posted on the mainmast. And when a man was brought to the mast for the reading of the charges, the captain was the judge and the jury. He'd determine the guilt or innocence and hand down the sentence on deck by the mainmast. Under today's uniform code of military justice, captain's mast continues as a non-judicial proceeding for minor infractions. In addition, two other masts have been established. Request mast is an opportunity to meet with the captain, and meritorious mast gives the captain an opportunity to recognize deserving crew members. Captain's mast. It's a part of our language and our American military heritage.
And on that pleasant note, May is American Bike Month. MWR Oliver Hazard Perry Elementary School and the Facility Security Department declared May 5th through the 11th Bicycle Safety Awareness Week. May 11th features a bicycle rodeo, family bike ride, and much, much more. For details, keep your eyes on the community bulletin board. A guy just called me up and wanted to hear this tune, and I hadn't even thought about this song or even heard it in quite some time, and I looked it up in our vast music library, and I did find it. I was kind of surprised. But this is Red Rider from 1981. It's off their album As Far As Siam, and this is Lunatic Fringe.
Mm-hmm. to play. Besides, time ain't on my side. Time I'll never know. We'll be right back.
Chicago before they went pop, way before they went pop, before they got Peter Cetera in there to ruin the band. That is 25-6-2-4. It's 4:31 here on The Roadrunner. I'm Navy journalist Bill Houlihan, and usually the only time, except for Wednesdays when I do the country show, the only time you'll hear me in the afternoon is when I'm filling in for somebody. Case in point today, Bander, who's doing a news story right now, could not do the radio show, so I'm filling in doing his show. And I guess it's normally supposed to be kind of a new rock and roll type of show, right? Well, you know, I always start out playing new rock and roll. That's what I did the first hour. But, you know, people start calling in and they start requesting classic rock. And what am I supposed to do? Not play classic rock? I don't think so. Anyways,
shut up and play some music.
Not that one. Anyways, let's go back to 1979 right now. This is The Knack, My Sharona.
My, 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 to say it. Are you feeling? You feeling that way too? Or am I just a fool?
Sorry, anytime's not on this disc. Anyways, that's Journey with Feeling That Way, going back to 1978. High Fidelity will host an after-prom party May 11th. Teens from San Miguel will have transportation available the next morning for the event. For more information, call Teen Turf in San Miguel. The U.S. Naval facility is now in power condition 3. All hands should conserve as much as possible to avoid rolling blackouts as well as brownouts. To help conserve, limit air conditioning use and turn off all unneeded lights, computers, etc., especially during the peak periods between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. When there is a power shortage, PwC will affect load shedding in the housing areas without prior notice. The Public Works Center thanks you for your cooperation. Let's keep the classic rock rolling right now. Heading back to 1973, this is Pink Floyd, Us and Them.
Here's a look at just a few of the things your MWR office has planned for the weekend. The Subic and QB Bowling Centers will be hosting a Mother's Day Sunday specials from 8 a.m. to midnight. All mothers who are authorized patrons of the bowling center will bowl free when accompanied by a family member. For more information on other Mother's Day specials, call the bowling center at 384-8126. Mothers in San Miguel will be treated to a half-price brunch Sunday. The brunch takes place at the Golden Anchor Club from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hey, San Miguel teens, enjoy High Fidelity's After the Prom Party, and we'll get you home the next morning. There is a fee for the one-way fare from High Fidelity to San Miguel. Only persons who attend the party may use this service. San Miguel teens can come out every Sunday and enjoy Teen Turf Sports Day. The fun starts at 3 p.m. We'll play a different sport every week depending on how many participants show up. It's fun and it's free, so make plans to attend. A ceramics pouring class is taught every Saturday at the San Miguel Ceramic Shop at 1 p.m. You'll need an apron, gallon of slip, and a few basic tools. Tools are available at the shop. Call the ceramic shop at 386-4629 for more information. That's just a few of the things your MWR office has planned for the weekend. For information on these and other MWR activities, contact MWR Subic at 384-8775, MWR QB at 385-4185, and MWR San Miguel at 386-4937.
We've got
Ministry.
And I'd like to tell you what you could do with it.
Leonard Skinner, going back to 1975, Saturday Night Special. I'm Navy journalist Bill Houlihan, and I am out of here. AP Network News will be coming up in, oh, I don't know, roughly, got about 50 seconds left. The reason I'm moving around here is because I got to find an instrumental to fill some time. But anyways, I'm out of here. Navy journalist Bander Fisher will be back tomorrow afternoon to bring you a lot more classic-type rock and roll, as well as some of the better new stuff. So stay tuned for that, as well as Kyle Olson with the Daybreaker in the morning, Christine Vite at 11 o'clock. And that's going to do it. I'm out of here. Later.
Doctors at Bethesda Naval Hospital outside Washington will be deciding in the next hour or so whether they're going to have to try something else to correct President Bush's irregular heartbeat. The president has been spending an unexpected second night in the hospital, hooked up to a heart monitor, as doctors wait to see whether two drugs he's been given will cure the atrial fibrillation. At a White House press briefing last night, spokesman Marlon Fitzwater disclosed that the decision to be made this morning is whether to use an electrical shock treatment.
We remain hopeful that the medication will return his heart to normal rhythm. If by morning that is not the case, the doctors will consider electrical cardioversion. This procedure is well known and relatively commonplace. The risk is minimal, particularly in a patient such as the president who has no demonstrable heart disease.
If doctors do decide on the shock treatment, the president would need to be given a general anesthesia, and Vice President Dan Quayle would temporarily become acting president.